if while doing ghusl, I happen to touch my private part while cleaning myself, would I have to perform another wudu afterwards or not? First of all, we are presuming that this ghusl is to uplift a major impurity, a ritual impurity, whether it's due to menses or to sexual intercourse. So this is our first assumption. Because if she was, or he was, taking a shower just to clean himself up, then we say, yes, you have to make wudu in the sequence known. The face, the arms, the wiping of the head, and washing of the feet. Because this order has to be followed. If you are taking a full ritual bath, you do not require this sequence. Because wudu is a small impurity, a small form of purity goes underneath the bigger form of purity, which is ghusl. So number one, she is performing ghusl to uplift a major ritual impurity. Number two, it's a difference of opinion among scholars whether touching a person's private part invalidates the wudu or not. And the reason is the presence of two contradicting hadith on the surface. And the scholars, some of them said that one abrogates the other, and some said we don't know which one came before the other. And another group said, well, we know that the default is that touching your body does not nullify your wudu. So touching any part of it afterwards means that this abrogates the old default. And some went into a compromise by saying that touching your private parts does not invalidate your wudu unless it is touched with desire and lust. So if we follow this last opinion, and it might be, inshallah, yani the most appropriate in the sense that it makes things easier, especially when there is a mixed opinion among scholars regarding this issue. If we follow this opinion, then your ghusl is valid, without any doubt, but your wudu is valid as well. My personal advice would be to follow the sunnah when you make ghusl. Therefore, you do not need this. The sunnah is that you first of all wash your hands three times, then you wash your private part at the very beginning, then you wash your hands again from any dirt that might have stuck into it, and then you perform wudu without washing your feet, then you pour three scoops of water on your head, ensuring that the water reaches your scalp, then washing the rest of your body. At the end, you wash your feet, voila, it's over. This is a sunnah. So you make sure that you did not touch your private part in the process, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.